Good evening, Rabbi Osei. We are discussing the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, and we perhaps could have began with this question: what is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros? There are different indications in the poskim whether it's a mitzvah of kavod or if it's a mitzvah of oneg. And what would be the difference whether it's kavod or oneg? Well, different words in Tanakh that it fulfills. And why is that important? Well, the Gra says, there are other suggestions to distinguish between them, but the Gra says that kavod is the mitzvah that you do on Friday to prepare for Shabbos, and oneg is the pleasure that you derive on Shabbos. So how would these two factors play into Hadlakas Neiros? Well, let me ask you the following situation. Let's say it's Leil Yontov, the first night of Pesach, the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Shavuot, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to light a fire so that you could use, transfer a fire so that you could use on Yontif? Of course you can. So I want to ask you the question, when is it better to light Yontif candles? Is it better to light Yontif candles on Erev Yontif 18 minutes before Shkia, let's say? Or is it better to light Yontif candles when you're about to sit down at the Yontif table and have your Seuda, Leil Yontif, when your husband comes home when you come home from shul? Your wife should light when you come home from shul. Why? Because after all, it's Yontif, right? If it's Yontif, then I'm not talking about the second. I'm talking about the first night. The first night, maybe, if you're allowed to light the candles on Yontif, and it's for Yontif, and it's a mitzvah of Yontif, so you could light the candles on Yontif. So it would really depend on this question. If it's kavod, it's only fulfilled if you do it earlier than Yontif. On the other hand, for oneg, you would fulfill it on the night of Yontif, at the meal itself, when it is already Yontif. However, if you want to accomplish, one moment please, if you want to accomplish both kavod and oneg, so then you'll light it right before Yontif. So then you have kavod because you did it on Friday, I'm sorry, Erev Yontif afternoon, and you additionally have the fulfillment of the oneg because you are indeed deriving the benefit on Yontif itself. That would be one example where there would be a nafkamina, a distinction between whether it would be just for oneg or for kavod as well. Another nafkamina, whether it's kavod or oneg, would be the following. Let's say you light the candles, as the Gemara tells us that we can't, but earlier in the day on Friday. Regular Friday you light it, it's going to be busy. You know, it's always very hectic. Right before Shabbos, all the kids are running around, and you have to set up the plat and the chalent and set everything else up. So you figure out it's much easier to light it before the kids get home from school at noon. Kids come home from school at 12:30, noon, you light the Shabbos candles. So, you tell, yo, it's before Plag HaMincha. I know, what's the problem with it being before Plag HaMincha? The problem is that you're not fulfilling the kavod, because kavod is only if it's clear that the action that you're doing is l'shem the Yomtif, or l'shem the Shabbos. If you do it too many hours prior, so it's not recognizable that what you're doing is for the sake of Shabbos, is for the sake of Yontif. Therefore, if you do it too early, the Gemara tells us, that will not fulfill the mitzvah of kavod, even though when Shabbos comes, you're sitting at your table, you're enjoying the light, there is the fulfillment of oneg. However, you're lacking the kavod because it was done too early. No one realizes, it's not clearly indicated that it was for the sake of Shabbos. You can't be Mosif before Plag HaMincha as well also, right. If we assume like the Rishon who say that the Hadlakas Neiros constitutes the Kabbalah Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do it that early either, right. That's itself Machlokas Rishon. Bahag, we won't go into that. That's a whole another discussion. Another very important application of this question is what happens if you light candles and you go out and come back later in the evening, unless you're going out for dinner, which is something we're going to speak about tonight in my shiur 9:30. Let's say you're going out for Friday night dinner, you light candles before you leave the house, you come back, and by the time you get back, 3-4 hours later, the candles are out. So did you do kavod? Yeah, Friday afternoon you lit candles l'chavod Shabbos Kodesh. But did you do oneg? Did you derive any benefit on Shabbos itself? Absolutely not. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah would say it's presumably a bracha levatala, which is interesting. You did kavod. Why should it be a bracha levatala? You did kavod. The poskim say that nevertheless, if a person will not derive or not be in a position to derive benefit from the candles, that would presumably constitute a bracha levatala, which brings us to an interesting question. Every Friday night, I assume in most houses in Far Rockaway, in Lawrence, in all of the five towns, we have electricity. And we have light bulbs, we have chandeliers, we have LEDs, fluorescents, incandescents, whatever we have in our dining rooms, we have lots of light. If we have lots of light, so am I indeed deriving any benefit from my Shabbos candles? If we just said that if you come back too late, you were out for dinner, you come back 3-4 hours later, and Shabbos candles burn, is that what it's proper to do for this reason that we're discussing? And many posts can say that as well, that it's proper to turn off the lights, and then when you want lights candles for Shabbos, to turn the other lights on in conjunction with that. Many posts can do suggest that because of this issue, and we'll have to speak about it more tonight at 9:30, or maybe next week. We'll see if we have time.